I haven't received any unless Louise has some.
Councillor Gallagher's an apology chair.
Thank you, Gareth.
Jonathan, sorry, can I just say I have just received papers that I'm currently going to email to members and also upload to decision time. I've just received them. So just give me a few moments.
Okay, no worries. And with no declarations of interest, I'm guessing. So we'll move on to item number three then, Fergal, which I'll hand over to yourself. Welcome, like I say, to yourself, John, Sean Oak and Anthony. So I'll hand over to you guys and then we'll maybe take some questions afterwards, if that's okay.
Thank you very much, Cathy. And I accept me on behalf of Down GN Advisory Board, express sincere appreciation to you and the council for meeting us today, and indeed for the senior council officials who we met before. I'm being joined today by Sean O'McGatier, the Secretary of the Down County Board, John McGrillan, who is one of the Project Advisory Board members, and Anthony McNeil, who has been our project lead, professional lead on the project to date, from Faithstone Gould. What we had previously circulated to the council, and I pick up from Louisa that maybe they haven't been circulated to you, we give them, sorry, to the council officials, but we now arrange to get them the key core documents we're referring to, which basically is that one document is a background briefing paper on the Ballycan Centre of Participation Project. The second document is some details on the membership of the Project Advisory Board. And the third document, Anthony McNeil will talk to shortly, which is actually the presentation of the actual project in terms of what was approved for planning permission. And hopefully then John and Sean Logan and myself will pick up on pieces with you. The key objective from our point of view is to give you background on the project, and secondly, ultimately, to hope to secure support from the council for the project. And in particular, obviously, with the original meeting was planned in the whole context of the levelling up fund, round two. And as you may know, the prospectus for this was launched at the end of last week, and submissions now have to be in before 12 noon on the 6th of July. So that was the context of the meeting being held. We didn't expect one way or the other whether the Living Up perspective would have been issued. By coincidence, it actually has been issued, but that's where we are. Look, the background of this project is pretty well covered in the detail of the document briefing papers, but just suffice to say that Down GA haven't had their own headquarters for training, and you see this for a bit of empirical evidence there. Just haven't got one. The demand has been very clearly demonstrated. Then this became a very exciting potential reconciliation project, indeed, reconciliation both in terms of Northern Ireland, North, South and East, West. Whenever an opportunity arose back in 2018, when it actually arose prior to that, but it came again in 2018, which I'll make clips on that later, whenever the Ministry of Defence and the GAA started discussions about the potential use of the Ballykinder site. And what evolved then was the concept of a centre of participation, which had a number of major elements to it. And Anthony will go into the actual detail in terms of the construction, etc. But in terms of the project rationale, basically it was an opportunity for both the GAA and indeed the Ministry of Defence in certain regards to work out in terms of, to reach out to the community in terms of reconciliation. And you'll see very elements of that within the project. For example, Anthony will talk about the specific pitches and fields, and you'll see the Mugga pitch will be available for the entire community. You'll then see that the museum, there'll be a museum element to it, which will include the Ministry of Defence, the Ministry of Defence and the GAA, which is a very unique development. And you'll then see that there's also an internal building, which again will be available to the community, full access to community. So in that context, Anthony, I think it might be, if you're happy, Madam Chairperson, if you're happy at this stage, I get Anthony to go through the actual details of the plans. I see Doreena has now joined as well, so we get Anthony to go through the plans, and then probably once you see that, we can then talk through. Maybe just in background, first of all, Shona, would you like to come in there? Maybe I jumped over a lot there because I'm conscious that you're all about to receive a four-page briefing document, so I didn't want to bore you with it all again. But Shona, do you maybe want to come in there? Being the accountant, I'm prudent on words.
No, Fergal, just it's very significant that this is this has come about. To give some background, 1994, this was mooted first in terms of the possibility of Down GA developing facilities at Ballykimmer in conjunction with the Ministry of Defence. The timing wasn't right, quite simply, in 1994. We then re-entered negotiations again, 2017-2018, and it was fully endorsed by our clubs, all of our clubs then, to continue the negotiations and see could we acquire the necessary ground to give us a home. We are very conscious as well of the historical significance of any arrangement between the MOD and the GAA, and this has been endorsed by the GAA at national and provincial level. Like, if we take Ballykimmer, we want to reflect history of the Ballykimmer camp in particular and the whole area. But when Fergal talks about a museum, yes, we want a museum there to reflect Down GAA's proud history, but we also wanted to be an interpretive centre which reflects on preparations for the Somme in 1914-15, and as well the fact that, you know, a former Taoiseach, Sean Le Mas, was interned in Ballykimmer in 1920, and we want to reflect that full shared history of the area as well, and we see that that gives a huge opportunity for people to reflect as well.
And it's also fair to say then, in terms of East West, this isn't just a Down project, it has to be very clear. This is basically a project of significant significance in terms of reconciliation within Northern Ireland, in terms of North, South, and indeed East West, and in terms of the GAA, etc., and obviously the military. The Queen's visit to Cope Park in May 2011, Mary McAleese was a Down woman, was then the President of Ireland, and there is also in the background informal discussions taking place about perhaps a linking of that also with the site from a broader geohistorical significance, but. That's where we are. Maybe Anthony, I have to say, Anthony has done great work for us, and with your own approval, thankfully, planning permission went through very quick, so you'll see we got full planning permission with no objection, so a rare enough thing in itself. But Anthony, maybe if you would take the lead from there and share your presentation, and maybe take people through it.
Thank you, Carol, and thanks to you as well. Glad to meet you. So I'm going to share a screen if technology allows it to happen. Hopefully everyone can see that.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
Fine.
So just very quickly, I'm a director of a company called Faithful and Gould. We're a project management company with global standing, but I'm also a proud GA man, a Dromara man, and also a Down man. So I've got more than a passing interest in this one. So we'll just go very quickly where we are. The story so far. So in December 2018, Down GA appointed Faithful and Gould as project managers. At that point, it was to oversee the planning application. So that sort of objective has now obviously been achieved with the planning consent received last August. Again, as I say, the objective was to submit a planning application for the Down Centre of Excellence before the end of 2019. And if memory serves me correctly, we lodged the planning application on the 6th of December 2019. McGurk Architects led on that. McGurk Architects is led by dairyman Colin McGurk, All-Ireland Medal winner in 1983, and he was appointed as the architect. And at the same time, resolve planning. The planning consultant.
Andy, maybe I'm just coming there. Obviously, following full open procurement.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yep. Thank you. So the planning application was submitted, and the planning consent was granted in August of 2021. So that's really the sort of the summarised version of where we are. Obviously, there was a lot of to and fro to get us to the point of planning, but that was overall objective, and thankfully we've got there. So, for those of you who are familiar with Ballykillner, and hopefully you can see my mouse on the screen here, basically the red line represents the land take that's the subject site as such. So it roughly equates to 32-33 acres of land. Obviously, I'm going to go hypothetically. The north is to the top of the screen here. So the west here is where we're coming out of the village, heading towards Torella. So again, for those familiar with the site, we'll recognise the square here as existing Ballykillner pitch, and the grey block here as existing Ballykillner changing rooms. There is some sort of environmental and sort of, you know, issues. We've got a shock that runs through the site here. The land, if anyone knows it, is highest point is at this point and drops down to fairly flat as you move to the bottom and to the left. So again, just to recap, this here is the existing site. These are the existing changing rooms. So if we just keep moving on, and feel free, of course, if anyone wants to interject with a question. So what is the proposal? So the proposal is, again, coming from out of the town or out of the village to the right-hand side. This here is, we're basically going to refurb the existing pitch and probably move, well, no, probably, but we're going to move it upwards because the existing entrance is somewhere around here. We're taking that entrance up to a more sort of central position on the site, obviously not very central, but we're moving it upwards, which entails moving this this pitch upwards, and then if we move in a clockwise direction, it's the development of four pitches, really, as I say. This here item here is the existing changing rooms that we're going to refurbish. So obviously, if you recall the last slide, they were in the middle of it, so that just shows the orientation of where we now are. This here is going to be the existing club rooms that are going to be refurbished, not only horizontally to give an extension, but we're also taking a vertical and putting a second story on it. The purpose of the second story is fairly much to be a community gym facility. This here is going to be a mugger area, fully enclosed mugger, again, that should be available for community use. And then this is what we have sort of, within our own group, has referred to as a stadium pitch, which fairly much has a spectator stand built here, and we'll go into more detail on this in a moment, a spectator stand built here that will also house sort of four changing rooms. You know, the museum will be housed here. There'll be some sort of, education facilities as well. So that building there is, and I'll come on to more detail in a moment. So that's really just the conclusion. And obviously, sorry, we've got associated parking. This here's a bus car park as well. And this here's just car parking. So that is, in summary, basically what we're doing. So it's basically four pitches, the changing rooms updated, a mugger area, a stand, and then the supporting accommodation. If I put a bit more sort of, graphics on it as such, again, if you can pick up my cursor, this is as you're moving out of the village on the left-hand side here. This is where the new entrance will be. So if you can imagine driving into the site, you come in here, and this here, for a number of reasons, not least a planning request and also a functional request, we have centralised most of the built accommodation. Obviously, we didn't want to impose too much built structure close to the neighbours here. And likewise, we want to be sympathetic to the natural terrain out of this site. So we focused everything in the middle of the site. And also, there's a functional sort of benefit to that, to keep everything central as well. So again, we've got our four pitches moving again round in a clockwise direction. This here, just imagery gives you just a wee better understanding of sort of the size of our spectator stand. It's not a spectator stand as in what we would expect at Park Esler. It's, you know, 700-800 persons spectator stand. Again, this is the location of the existing club rooms that are going to be refurbed, and this is the location of the Mugga area, which is fully enclosed and that obviously can be used 365 days of the year. Pitch number one, pitch two, pitch three, and again, as we refer to, is a stadium pitch. Spectator stand, including changing rooms, administration space, this is where the county office will in future will be situated. And again, importantly, the gym and the sort of the attraction with that. The existing building refurbed, including, so there's going to be four changing rooms in the existing building and four changing rooms in the new building, which equates to eight changing rooms, of course, which is four times two that services all the playing pitches. And then this is the indoor playing area. And then down at the bottom, we've got our car park, and we've got our bus car parking as well. That just gives some sort of more a more bird's eye view of it. Again, this is, you know, again, the centre location with all our sort of centrally located facilities. Again, these are all basically just variations of the same theme, just to try and give some sort of a pictorial and graphical view of it. Again, this is would be the more main entrance point. Along the back side of this building here would be sort of the players' entrances and all of the sort of the admin. At the front of the existing building is where we're currently proposing to house the museum. And that'll be a very sort of, graphically led. Obviously, there'll be some sort of, you know, archive material and pieces there, but it'll be really an interactive type arrangement as well, taking advantage of all sort of modern technology that's available and facilities like that. And again, to the left here is our existing building that's refurbed. And, you know, there was a lot of thought that went into that, and it is very noteworthy to point out that, you know, the retention of that building, we felt we had to be not condescending in any shape or form, but we had to be sympathetic to the great work that the Ballykinner House Club for many, many years. And we wanted to keep that as part of their heritage, and indeed Down GAA's heritage as well, because Ballykinner has served many clubs indeed, and indeed the county well for many years. So we didn't think it was appropriate to basically go in and do anything, that we basically just flatten what they had done in the past. So, you know, that was our view on all of that. And indeed, there's some views to think it might have been easier to knock that down, but, you know, that wasn't what we were about. It was, you know, appreciation of the rich history of the Ballykinder Club, and we certainly took that on board. So the accommodation, again, this is where we're the existing building that we're refurbishment. So what are we providing in there? It will be two-storey. It's currently a single-storey. It will have four changing rooms with associated showers. We'll have a community gym on the first floor with obviously a gym manager's office. And again, we just have the support facilities or the support accommodation to make it serviceable. And so far as the referee's room, the equipment store, and the maintenance equipment shed, and obviously the toilets with the necessary disabled provision. So that's what the new look sort of building will look like as a refurb. And then if we move on to the more sort of the new building, which is, say, is adjacent and overlooking our what we call our stadium stand. So it'll be a spectator stand with around 850 people. Importantly, the museum, the canteen, to basically, you know, accommodate or facilitate 100 people, and a kitchen obviously for after, you know, after training events, or, you know, supporting senior teams or any team for that matter, after training and food and all of that there. We'll have four county sized changing rooms, which are, as you would expect, just somewhat more sort of elaborate and bigger than what we'd usually have in all of our clubs. We'll have sort of state of the art physio and rehab room. And again, that's the rehab is something that we're keen on. You know, it's got a short running track, et cetera, in it, so that we can work on players as well. We've got a referee's room. Also noteworthy is that we've made plans for both genders refereeing, and we've basically got the necessary facilities to deal with. with that. We've got a multi-purpose hall that can be used for a number of, you know, meetings, webinars, you know, basically whatever we're doing, interaction with other counties and with GAA at a higher level. And indeed, that will be available for community use as well. County Board Administration will basically relocate here in the fullness of time and become a true hub for Down GAA, not only in the playing facilities, but also in the administration front. And then we have our necessary equipment stores and all the toilets and basically everything that's required there. So that was that's the end of my slideshow. So that was fairly much a whistle-stop tour of the facilities and where we are. And I suppose the key of what is next. The objective that the team has been working on over the last couple of years is obviously the attainment of the planning consent, which thankfully we can now you know, say that we've done that, and it's really now taken it to the next step by way of, you know, funding identification and basically getting our house in order to put our best way forward in that regard to try and expedite the project as much as possible. I'm happy enough to take questions, Fergal, but I'm happy enough, of course, if you want to take the lead from here on.
We bit of further background, and then Anthony, we're more than willing, and maybe John wants to go and take whatever questions any of the councillors may have. The cost of the project? £10 million plus VAT, roughly. It's also fair to say that the next phase of the project was that a project advisory board was established, of which I'm honoured to be invited to be chairperson of, but more importantly, the project advisory board, you've been given details of the membership, is very cross-community, cross-sectional. There's that representation from Ireland, obviously, north and south, but also from London, from America and from Australia. And certainly in terms of representation, obviously a lot of cross-community locally here and people in GAA, etc. But, you know, you have a former minister, British Minister of Defence on it. You have a former Unionist MP on it, MLA on it. And you have some people involved in academia and others. And then what I call the normal people like myself, you have you have the foot soldiers who are representative of the entire community at a local level. Right. Equally, it's fair to say the project is for the entire, the usage is for the GAA, Camogie, Ladies Gaelic Football, and GAA Fund for All, etc. Charles?
Sorry, I was going to come in there, Fergal, just one thing I was remiss to mention, that we're also providing a walking trail around the perimeter of the site for walking clubs, etc. as well. So I'm just trying to speed back here, folks, bear with me. So there is a walking trail that we will provide. Obviously, for those of you who know it, there's quite a down to Ballykinler here and down to Trella Beach. So there's an existing community walkway through that, which we're going to maintain, but also provide a walking trail around it for those groups as well.
And also, we're conscious, since the Planning Commission of the new Department of Finance regulations and recommendations re-changing place facilities, and obviously these will be ultimately incorporated into the project as it proceeds. So really, that's really it. We think it's a major project within the council area, and to be honest with you, this project won't go ahead without significant support from Nearing Moore and Down District Council.
Fergal, could I just make one comment? Sorry, as well. You know, while we recognise that Down teams will largely train in the evening times, we do want to maximise the use on the facility during the day as well. We see schools, we see the potential as well for educational partnerships with the regional colleges towards adult learning facilities, etc., which, you know, we're going to have a fine building, but we need it to be used as well during the day as much as in the evening time. So, you know, from those points of view, we do really support the community usage of the project.
So we've obviously also had discussions, just to bring you up to date before we open up the floor, we've also had quite significant discussions with, at executive level, at ministerial level, a number of relevant departments. Obviously, one of the key things outside this project, which would be very important, is the road infrastructure to it. And we were discussing through that. We were discussions, as I've said, in addition, with representatives of the British government, representatives of the Irish government. And we believe the advisory committee have now had three meetings. And I suppose this is the big thing arising. The advisory committee have looked at a number of options. The advisory committee have concluded that the best option and value for money option is actually is to proceed with this project in one phase. To do that, early on, the levelling up fund was identified as the probably key source of finance. And that's why we've been tracking it very carefully. Immediately, the prospectus came out last week. We became aware of it, and two or three people notified us immediately. And again, obviously, we're aware that the 6th of July is the closing date for submission. So, really, that's, I hope, Madam Chairperson, I hope, Kathy, I've gone through that. Are we, and John McGrillen, John, feel free, if you want to come in there, if I missed anything out. But we just would like to have an opportunity to get your feedback and any questions.
Virgo, listen, thanks a million. That was fantastic. I think just to see it there in front of us and get that explanation, it's clearly going to be a fantastic facility, and not just for the local community there in Ballykenler, but the whole of the county, actually. And obviously, like you said, not just within the GAA community, but completely cross-community as well. So, look, it's hugely, hugely positive. And I know I speak, you know, on behalf of the council, that, you know, any support that is required will be there. You sort of more or less answered one of the questions I had, Fergal, around the roads infrastructure around it, because I know that, you know, was an issue at a time. If we could maybe just get a bit of a background on where we are on that now. And also, I know at the time, whenever this went out to consultation and speaking to a lot of the locals there in Ballykilner, they were so, so grateful for that opportunity, you know, to come and see what was planned and get their chance to have their speak as well. I'm just wondering, is there any more plans just to, you know, maybe update the community on where we are now and what the next steps are as well?
I'll address that first of all, because we believe communications is very, very important. So actually we have formed a subgroup of the advisory board to do outreach with the local community. Nicholas McCrickert, who's on some of you may know him from the Rural Development Council, he's going to be heading that up along with Sean O'McAteer. And basically some other members of the advisory board will also join as appropriate. But they're currently, Sean, maybe you want to come in there, but they're currently planning a meeting with the broad local community to bring them on board. Similarly, we've done very strong internal communications within the GAA. Somebody maybe heard me say recently, in my own business, I've never had a brochure in 30 years. I feel internal communications are far more important than external. So we're doing a fair bit of internal communications there. But certainly the local community, we wish to keep them involved totally as we go along. One of the issues was that from the initial planning, why there hasn't been many more meetings yet, to be fair, there were a number of strategic things had to be thought out. First of all, what was the best way to approach it? And as I've said, the advisory board has now had three meetings. And one of those is very clearly identified now, and we've got an outline map of what we want to do, is a local community outreach group, but continuous briefing. Sean Oak, do you want to come in there?
Sorry, Fergal. Yeah, no, that's 100%. We will be engaging and updating on an ongoing basis, of course, with Ballykenner DA Club, but also with the wider community within the Ballykenner area.
And Madam Chair, another thing I'd say is once your colleagues have got a chance to see the background briefing paper, we haven't hidden that. You can see that that's quite a detailed document, really providing really quite open information in a transparent manner what's planned.
Okay, brilliant. And on the roads infrastructure then, that's all been ironed out? And
no, I wish it was all ironed out. No, I couldn't say it's all ironed out. Well, what I would say is I'm going to come in on the operational detail. But it's fair to say that we have had meetings with, or short meetings with ministers and officials in Department of Infrastructure, Department of Rural Development, Department for the Communities, etc. And we are certainly, we don't see this part of this project cost. We'd like someone else to pick up the cost, but we do see that for this is such a an iconic project, if it goes ahead in the area, that to be honest with you, road infrastructure will be important to it long term, and we have been raising them. Anthony, do you want to?
Well, obviously, Road Service was a consultee of the planning process. They did. There was three issues with three issues that had to be dealt with through roads. One of them was of a fairly minor nature that we have dealt with, which related to a footpath coming from out of the town. The second one then was sort of just to put a traffic slowing measures just along Commons Road here. Actually, it should probably go to our proposed site. Yeah, just across Commons Road here, which again we have been able to accommodate. And I suppose the third one and the most sort of contentious one was, unfortunately, this drawing doesn't go far enough up to show the Commons Road Torella Road junction. But for those who know it, it's a fairly sort of it's not in great shape, that junction, and so far as sight lines, etc. But what we have agreed is that we will upgrade that as part of this project. We had too many meetings to count with Road Service to land at a sort of a design a solution to land at a solution that basically was befitting their needs and ours. So thankfully we compromised and we have arrived at a solution on that one. So we're good to go, and that has been enshrined then into the planning consent.
Okay, that's great. Look, we have another few questions in from the floor. Dermot, I see your hand up. There's just a couple of people looking in front of you, so I'll bring them in and I'll bring yourself in then after that.
Just briefly, Chair, you raised the issue there yourself. Do you have about infrastructure coming into Billiken? And I know that area very, very well, and that junction that you're talking about there is a dangerous junction already there. But the infrastructure and the whole... Other than that, the number of people that we want to get there and all that got there, we'll have to make sure that the roads can accommodate that. Because that's a wonderful scheme altogether. It's fantastic, and especially if it's going to be in this area here in the Billiken and for the whole of Down area too as well. But the infrastructure, and I think maybe council, I don't know what good councils could help, but we need to start, I would advise, well, not advise them because you've got your own advisors there, but I would suggest to you that we deal with infrastructure now. Because it will be a problem, so well, I can see it, even though you've already dealt with some of it, but it's still, and it's something that needs to be dealt with now when you're going ahead. And if anything councils can do, I'm sure we will do it for you. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Dermot. Jarlath, you're looking in there?
Yes, Kathy, just a comment, just to congratulate Fergal and his team for what we're starting to see here. A bit of meat on the bones in relation to this project. It's an absolutely stunning development, Anthony, I have to tell you, and I commend you and your colleagues for leaving absolutely no detail left out of this proposal. Very impressed by the makeup of the advisory board. A stellar lineup, if ever there was one, and yet again, reflective of the willingness of the Down GAA fraternity and family, of which I'm proud to be one, a member, to step outside the norms, Chairperson, and actually be innovative in reaching out to people who may not necessarily be of a GAA background, but the advisory board and the members of the county board have decided that these are the people best placed to deliver this project. So I give it my wholehearted support. I congratulate particularly the work that Sean Oak has done over many, many years, and it will be his crowning achievement to see this development come to fruition, because as we have seen throughout the island, whilst success on the field does not automatically follow from having these development centres and training centres in place, they certainly won't do us any harm, and I cannot wait to attend games and visits to this new development in Ballykinler, and hopefully followed shortly thereafter by success on the field that we have been so used to in the not too distant past. So well done everybody, and best of luck in the coming months and years ahead. Thank you.
Thanks, Jarlath, for that. Declan, you're looking in there.
Okay, yes, thank you, Chair. And thank you, Fergal, Anthony and Sean Ogle, again, for your presentation. I know I was quite familiar with it as Chair of Planning when it appeared back the latter part of last year. I'm quite familiar with the outlay of it. It's, again, a bit like Jarlath said, I'm quite impressed again with your board membership, and I think it's very encouraging to show the willingness of the GAA to outreach in all directions. And I hope that, again, that will be successful and will be reciprocated. It's a very interesting area, actually. Ballykinlern always has been, I suppose, by the very fact that of its historic significance. And so I think that it was a fantastic idea to have this museum in there, which will be of interest probably throughout the whole island of Ireland and maybe even beyond. And apart from the playing aspect and the training aspect, I think that will prove to be a very worthy, interesting addition to what our council area has in terms of visitor centres and visitor interest points, you know. So delighted to see that. Again, just in terms of 10 million plus Batfergal, quite a hefty sum. So how much dependency have you on the levelling up fund from that? And are there others? What other sources do you hope to hit on? I know you did say it wouldn't happen without Newry and Warren Down District Council, but maybe yeah. That was in terms of our moral support, I suppose, if that answer.
I'm conscious we're in a public meeting. But suffice to say that the levelling up fund will be central to the, if the project is to go ahead in one phase, the levelling up fund will be central to that. Yes, there will be other sources of funds, but the truth is that they'll act as a catalyst to deliver the project as entirely. But the core to the project happening on one phase will be very significant support from the levelling up fund. And thankfully, we believe there is examples in the levelling up fund round one in Northern Ireland, which shows that this type of project should be, we believe it will suit, just to clarify, I didn't want to go into much detail, but we have done a lot of discussion in the background with various stakeholders. We're confident that this particular project will fit the criteria of the levelling up fund. It will meet the new, we expect, if we're hearing things right, that there could well be a new strategic plan announced very shortly by the Department for Community for Sport, etc. And again, we're confident that what we're hearing in advance of that document, that this plan will meet those requirements. So to be upfront about, the levelling up fund is central to everything. It's also fair to say that this particular round of the levelling up fund is central, because we think if we again need the vibes from Westminster, the levelling up fund and priorities going forward, perhaps beyond round two, that actually it's round two that we need to get into, because the chances are it will become more a multiple project fund as opposed to large single iconic projects, which obviously we would make the case that this is. So, I mean, John McGrillan, who is very well known to you, now obviously, you know, maybe saying CEO of the Tourist Board, but very strong links with local government in the area. I mean, John, do you want to come in there? But I mean, the gut feeling of the advisory board, to be upfront about it, very simple is, if we get the levelling up fund into this project at the scale we think we can, we're pretty confident we can bring the other funders to the table to deliver. But make no mistake about it, the core money that we need to get here initially is levelling up funding. We do believe that the project will lend itself for other funding, and not undermining that funding. But the truth is, to deliver the project in one phase, it's not significant unless we pull in a large chunk of levelling up funding. But there will be other significant players in there. But to be upfront about it, levelling up funding is without doubt the anchor funding to make the project work.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Fergal. And I mean, I think the challenge that we will have as we go forward is that the monies that's going through this channel will become the shared prosperities program, and it will be much more economically focused than, you know, looking at sort of community development and rural development and rural regeneration. So I think this is our best chance, and I think we need to grab it with both hands. I just want to say, this isn't my living room I'm in here. I'm in the Slieve Donard speaking at a council tourism conference, just in case anybody
I'm bluffing again, Margaret.
None of us believe you, John. We all think that's your living room. okay.
Yes, and Jared, just to
I hope that answers your question, Declan. I know the media in the paper, and I've seen a few media. I'd appreciate if they're sensitive enough with that, because, you know, I think the line we'd like coming out of the meeting, in case there's any misunderstanding, is that we see round two of the levelling up fund as pivotal to the success of delivering the project in one phase. You don't mind me coming in there, Chairman, in German, to say that, because it's important.
The other observation I had on it was that you picked the driest part in County Down. a good choice. It'll be used probably all year round. And on a lighter note, I don't know how you managed to get through your presentation without the irrepressible Paddy Doherty having the stand named after him before it's even built. So, and we hope it'll help us get out of Division 3, not to have our Armagh colleagues here smiling in the cameras in the background. So anyhow, thank you very much, Chair, for that. Well done.
Thanks, Declan. Gareth, you're looking in. Come on here.
Yeah, thanks. And I don't know which Paddy Doherty Declan's referring to. I don't know if it's Paddy Moe or young Paddy Doc who's going to get it named after him. It might be a competition for the two. But look, I think, first of all, it has to be acknowledged for how much has been done in such a short space of time over the last couple of years, you know, from plan approval and now the recommendation for the council to surrender our lease as well over the pitch certainly will help this advance even further. And it is an exciting chapter for Down GA and the Gaelic Games right across the whole county. I am a very keen supporter of Down and my own club. And, you know, I can't express how much support I personally give to this project, and I'm willing to do as much as I can to see it progress. And the different elements that come in, you know, not just for sports, for the county, but bringing the administration of the county to it, but also the cultural, you know. We have a massive history of SCORE right in Down. You know, we've had so many All-Ireland winners from my own club of Saul. We've a great history of winners as well. So it's really great to see that. And I know Declan and Jarrett touched on the steering group and the advisory board. But I think what is missed sometimes is the Down GA and the off the Gaelic and Down has always been cross community, you know, and it's really great to see the advisory board build up with that cross community representation. I think sometimes it's seen as not welcome, but from my experience and everyone else's that I've spoken to, it has always been cross community and has always been welcome. But for the questions that I had, so obviously the funding is one element that we've talked about. If that is successful, when do you envisage construction on site? You know, what is the time scale from we've got the money, we can start building, how long will it take to build, and then actually seeing players actually like training on it?
Anthony?
Well, I suppose all of that and it's a bit subject to speculation, obviously, and as you can appreciate, it's very much dependent on the funding stream that becomes available. But I suppose where we are at the moment, McGurk Architects, in advance of any even, has progressed on substantially with the design work. We've taken that to a fairly significant you know, completion. The next stage would be really to go out to procurement, subject obviously to any public procurement legislation that there is there, and then secure a contractor thereafter. But, you know, we would, if we got the nod and the funding was made available, we could probably progress till a procurement and the appointment of a contractor. I would safely say within a 6 or 7 month, you know, once we get the nod to go, that's probably 6 or 7 month timeline from that. And, you know, again, I don't want to be subject to public record, of course, but you're probably looking at a construction of something like, you know, 14 months, something like that, 14, 16 months. And bear in mind that I think someone said it's the driest part of County Down. We would like to be able to keep going there, but that's probably the sort of the timelines.
Certainly, we think from a funding point of view, Gareth, it's very unique in that the win-win it offers very quick. There's not major construction. It's actually grass and fieldwork. So the truth is, we believe in terms of its entirety, you know, there's a reasonable prospect within 3 years this project could be operational.
Fantastic. And Chair, just one other thing that I forgot to mention. The element of three floodlight pitches, particularly, is fantastic because there's many clubs across the county that don't have floodlights, and maybe working with the council officers as well. You know, we have service level agreements with schools and clubs right across our district, and potentially, you know, working with us to see if there is a community SLA that we could put in place, you know, that clubs could come and use in the evenings when the county's not using them, or if there is availability. I think that certainly would enable other clubs, both soccer and Gaelic, to avail of it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Gareth, Terry, you're looking in there?
Yes, I'll be brief. Firstly, I wouldn't be a sports-minded person. I stick to walking and whatever, but I must say I've been fairly supportive of the project for Ballykiller, as previous speakers before me have alluded to. It's a good news story for the district, and I'd like to pay tribute to the project board and to all who've helped in any way possible to get this project as far as it is now. I think, again, in the overall context, it's a win-win for the district, and I look forward to the day that this wonderful facility will open for sports, and also I'm looking forward to seeing the historical background of Ballykiller, especially going back to 1921 when Sean Lamass and others were interned in Ballykiller, and with the history and with the sport, I think it's going to be a major attraction for both in the district and for visitors from far and wide. So I wish you the best of luck, and as I said, along with the other councillors, I'm fairly supportive of your endeavours. I'll hand back to you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Declan, you're looking in.
Yeah, just as an Armagh man, I'm not one bit jealous, but fair play. it's an absolutely brilliant project. Likewise, you know, I'm on the planning committee, so I was familiar just with the proposal. A fair play to yourselves, you know, because you're putting your own time into this, time and effort, and no doubt these things can be, you know, create all kinds of difficulties and problems for you. But, you know, fair play. There's no doubt about it. It ticks all the boxes. You know, it's an absolutely brilliant GA project. You know, it's great for across community. It's great for the region, you know, and, you know, it's something that's, you know, other counties, no doubt, you know, with their success can learn from as well, you know, so. Funding's obviously always the big issue, but I think there's going to be a serious amount of support, you know, from the diaspora, you know, locally within the executive, within, you know, other counties and within the council. And you can be rest assured that all the South Armagh councillors will lend their support as well. So fair play, and look forward to seeing an end result. Shout out.
Thanks, Declan. Never thought I'd see the day Armagh supporting Down here. You never know what could happen.
A very generous gesture, Declan. Very generous
gesture. No problem, Sean Oak.
Jerry, you're looking in there. You're on mute, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Mute again. From a Clonlochlann, very, very impressive here, folks. Great presentation. I just want to, what about a handball? Like, as you know yourselves, folks, handball is very popular up around this part of the country. Would there be any space at all for a handball alley, or is that, be out of the question?
Can I come in there? Sure, is that okay?
Yes,
Jerry, no, that provision is there. Down GA has a handball committee. They're directly under our remit as well. The provision is included. I know Anthony has left the meeting, I think, at the minute, but it is included for indoors and outdoors, Jerry, especially with the growth of one-wall handball, as there is in schools and colleges at the moment. So certainly handball is one of our sports and will be accommodated in Ballykinler.
That's brilliant, brilliant. Sure. Just another wee thing, folks. You're on about the 10 point something million. When was that priced? As you know yourselves, obviously inside the last 6 months, things, material has jumped completely, skyrocketed really, you know. So have you sort of added that on, or just for curiosity's sake, really?
I'd maybe take that just a present, Jerry. Obviously, if you're ready to actually go to ground, you know, to go to actually, you can't do a detailed one, but we did speak to our professional advisors 4 weeks ago, and their view was that materially, the figure I've given you is materially still in the space.
Right.
To be honest with you, in the current environment, I can't give you that guarantee, but what I'm simply saying is the nature of the project is actually quite favourably disposed to the costing. There's some projects, if you look at it carefully, you look at some of the costs in the project, they're actually, they're not maybe as hard hit as other costs. Obviously, the construction element will be hard, very hard.
Yeah.
Brilliant, folks.
But I can't make promises on inflation at this stage, but conscious that obviously as it starts to move, our costings will have to be updated and revised and become a significant part of any submission to levelling up, really.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, folks, look, that's everybody that's looking to come in. So happy enough to wrap up unless you've anything else to add. But I think it's very, very clear that the theme across the whole meeting here is a huge congratulations to you guys for what you've brought forward here today. It's just absolutely fantastic. And it is going to be a game changer for us here. I think the other thing that's clear, any support that's needed, we're all 100% behind this project. So anything that we can do to support and help, you only have to shout. But listen, thanks a million for that update. It's great to see you all. And unless there's anything else to add, we'll wrap up.
Thanks, Chair. It was a good meeting. Bye, everybody.
Could I just make a comment there, Master, before we conclude? Thank you very much, and thank the Council for their ongoing support. Sufficient to say that we're actually entering a very important phase of this project over the next 3 months. And to be upfront, back to Declan's point, it may not be, we're not expecting the Council, Declan, don't get me wrong, to get out of it free, but equally, if we're being honest, it won't be necessarily the biggest cost either. The key point here is the levelling up fund, and that is a very big role for the council, because we would want the council to consider, you know, coming in as a joint bid on this project, because if you look at levelling up round one funding in Northern Ireland, council support was actually very significant to subsequently, I'm talking in my name on tomorrow's support, but the tomorrow's support was very significant. It wasn't just token, it was very actively involved in kicking the project. So to be upfront about it, this announcement obviously only happened last, towards the Friday, actually, the prospectus. But, you know, we will be, Madam Chair, it's okay talking to officials very quickly to set up a, you know, to be honest with you, a small informal task force or working group, whatever one wants to. I'm not sure the council terminology for that, this project, we, you know, if we're going to get this over the line, we need the levelling up fund suddenly recognising it as a potential project internally in their own working papers, and we need to really start flagging it up very quickly that this is a major priority. And obviously, to be upfront about it, we think the area is justifiably due a major levelling up funding project, and secondly, this project meets most of the criteria as we can see it, actually all the criteria of the levelling up fund.
Absolutely, Fergal, and the council loves nothing more. I know the officers love nothing more than a wee working group. I see Dorina laughing there. So, look, I know Dorina and the guys will certainly be in touch with you ASAP, Fergal, to get that moving. So, listen, folks, we'll wrap up, and listen, thanks a million for your time again.
And thank you all. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi, John McGrillan.